Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is warm with clear skies. A pleasant evening spans major cities, including Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is also enjoying a calm night. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from the Jerusalem Post, just in. Two ships suffered attacks in the Strait of Hormuz after an Iranian missile strike on a Qatari tanker. Both vessels have structural damage, but no casualties or environmental impact. Also, Ynet reported 3 hours ago, a Qatari LNG tanker may explode following the Iranian strike. A fire broke out in the engine room after being hit near Oman. A Saudi oil tanker was also damaged. Also this hour, from I-24 News, Israel's Zaka volunteers continue to search for bodies under rubble in Venezuela, as of 30 minutes ago. Separately, the Australian Jewish News highlighted in earlier reporting, a draft from Australia's Labour Party might omit key conditions on Hamas and Palestinian Authority reform. And finally, from earlier today, U.S. President Biden called for renewed Middle East peace talks, urging both sides to engage constructively. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago, the Joint Maritime Information Center has raised the security threat level in the Strait of Hormuz to severe. Meanwhile, Israel Defense Forces shared an update 22 minutes ago. Their home front command teams in Venezuela are assessing infrastructure damage to help displaced residents return home. Leo Terrell, a civil rights attorney, echoed a sentiment 25 minutes ago. He stated that Israel has the right to defend its citizens against terror, emphasizing international support is crucial. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Hormuz, the Jerusalem Post reports that two ships were targeted following an Iranian missile strike on a Qatari tanker. This incident highlights growing tensions in the region. A UK maritime organization confirms structural damage but no casualties, underscoring the need for de-escalation to protect shipping lanes vital to global trade. Turning to the Qatari LNG tanker, Ynet reveals a fire erupted in the engine room of Al Rakayat. This occurred after the missile hit near Oman, with a Saudi oil tanker also affected. These developments raise concerns over potential energy supply disruptions impacting global markets. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, I-24 News reports that Israel's Zaka volunteers are actively searching for bodies beneath the rubble. This effort follows a recent disaster, demonstrating Israel's humanitarian commitment abroad. Their presence offers hope to affected communities amid the devastation. On the diplomatic front, the Australian Jewish News discusses potential shifts in Australian policy. The Labour Party's draft reportedly omits explicit conditions for Hamas disarmament and Palestinian Authority reforms. This could signal a change in Australia's Middle East stance, influencing future diplomatic relations. Finally, US President Biden's call for renewed peace talks, as reported earlier today, aims to revive dialogue between conflicting parties. This initiative seeks to foster stability in the region, offering a diplomatic path forward. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports encouraging results from Teva Pharmaceuticals. The company has made progress in developing a treatment for vitiligo, a chronic skin disease. This advancement could offer new solutions for patients worldwide. Separately, Globes confirms that Teva's study showed improvements in skin pigmentation for vitiligo patients. These findings bolster Teva's position in the pharmaceutical industry, promising future growth. And finally, from CTEC, Createch has opened a gaming innovation hub in Petah Tikva. It focuses on AI and social impact, aiming to use video games as tools for positive behavioral change. This initiative highlights Israel's growing influence in tech innovation. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.